Coach George Straub from the Titans. Coach, how you doing on this fine morning?
I'm doing absolutely outstanding, Paul. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, we were just talking a little off air. 2-0, and now you've been a part of this co-op for 9 years. I don't think this has happened before, has it, Coach?
Nope. We're in waters we've never been in before, so I don't think we were ever 1-0. We've been 2-1, but now we've just started 2-0, so we're in uncharted waters there, sir, and I think I'm loving that.
Well, let's talk about last night's victory over Botno, 20-18. What was kind of the storyline of this game last night, Coach?
Oh, boy. We were shooting ourselves in the foot all night long. We penalties. We just couldn't find a way to put the game away. It was way too close than it should have been. But the defense came up strong and held Botno at the end of the game within the 10-yard line on four downs, and couldn't be more proud of the young men to finally take the game in their own hands and put a stamp on it and make us 2-0 and 1-0 in the region.
12-6 last week, 20-18 this week. Is this team learning how to finish games, Coach, and learning how to win?
Oh, boy. I wish they would have learned a little sooner last night, but you know what? I think I'm pretty sure they believe in themselves. They don't know how good they are, but sometimes that could be a bad thing. You got to learn how to finish out a game and just keep pounding away and putting that rock in the end zone. So hopefully they learn something from this game due to the penalties that they caused. So,
and physicality, that's such a key in football. You'd like to out-physical the other team, and it sounds like in these first two games, that's what the Titans are doing.
Oh, boy, we get to have the old Titan teams back now, because like I said, we're bringing back smash-mouth, clean, hard-nosed football. That's what we're going to play, physical football, and that's exactly what they've done the last 2 weeks. And I'm telling you what, they're just putting a beating on the opposing teams across from them.
Well, there's an old cliche, I think, in football circles. You want to bloody the other guy's nose before he bloodies yours, and that's kind of what they're doing right now.
You're absolutely right. Every time before a game, I said that first hit's the most important hit. That sets the tone for the entire game. So let them know that you're going to be here every day. Help them up and say, we're here all night long.
And everybody's feeling happy and sunshiny at 2-0, but it's only 2-0. There's six games left to go in the season, another game coming up next week. So are these kids really focused that they know we got to be ready every week, no matter what we did the week before?
Exactly. You always got to forget about what happened that week before, because you know what? You got to look at the future and say, what can we do to change our future here and keep the train rolling and go game to game to game? I never tell them to look ahead. You just got to take that next game. That's the only thing that's in your control, is that next game. So that's what we focus on, and we'll keep on focusing this week in practice, and we'll go from there. And we'll bring them back down to earth. Believe me, I'll guarantee you that.
Well, who's next on the agenda for you, Coach?
Rugby. We'll be in rugby next Friday night. Yep. Well, can't wait to slam.
And final question before I let you go this morning. It sounds like to me with this group of young men, again, we talked about the last year, this consolidation, but forget about that. It just sounds like these guys bring the old lunch pail to work every day, and they work hard. Is that a good work ethic with this group?
I would hit that. That's nail right on the head right there. They have an outstanding work ethic. The no quit. Like I said, I'm going to be in your face all day long. I'll get up. You knock me down, I'll knock you down the next play. That's how it's going to be. We're going to have to work for everything we get. And nothing is given. They have to earn it. And I truly believe that every one of them believe that.